Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Hi, it is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time for TMZ.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMZ. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of TMZ. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, you know we're here like to do this. Don't forget to visit, subscribe, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I could not wait to get here and spend this time with you. I could not wait. I was so excited to be able to get here and spend time with you today. So to all of those who are watching all around the world, to all of those who are listening all around the world, and this is your first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice, do me a favor, if you will, right there in the chat, if you're watching this, go ahead and type in the word new, N-E-W. And you say, well, Travis, man, I'm not watching that right now. I can go back and listen to it. Well, if you are listening to it, maybe you're listening on Pandora, or maybe you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music, or wherever you are listening around the world, go ahead and just say the word new. Yeah, go ahead and join us and put it in the atmosphere. Put it in the atmosphere. Just say, I'm new. I'm new. I'm so glad that you're here. And to all of those who have been watching with us and have been down with us from the very beginning, thank you so much. I will never stop thanking you, because it's because of you the show continues to grow. You are some amazing and wonderful people. Thank you so much for joining. Guys, listen, this episode, I have been kind of like a pot sitting on a stove, just boiling and just waiting. I'm about to boil over. And this episode, man, is really going to be a great one. And I'm so glad that you and I get to share it together. Man, listen, everybody, if you've been listening to this show for a while, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you said, "But Travis, listen, I know someone that has an amazing story, an incredible story, and that would be a perfect guest on your show. What can I do? Send me their information to tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you don't even want to come on the show because I know, I get it. You're a little camera shy. That's okay. You can still send us that information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you can remain anonymous if you'd like. So there you go. Guys, I'm so really excited about this week's episode. But guys, as you can see behind me, this month, the month of May, is typically set aside to bring awareness to mental health and mental health crisis, and those issues continue to grow. I just want to share some statistics and some information with you concerning mental health before we dive into the show. Guys, you may not understand, but according to the World Health Organization, an estimated 970 million people worldwide live with a mental disorder. This was just only 2019, guys, and this represents approximately 1 in 8 individuals globally. Of course, during COVID, those times peaked. But man, listen, 970 million people worldwide means that is not something that you can sneeze at. It is pretty important. And if you know someone, or maybe you know someone who's in a mental health crisis, guys, please reach out. There's a 24-hour mental health crisis line at 855-416-5373. Again, the 24-hour mental health crisis line, 855-416-5373. That number will be flashing on your screen throughout the entire show. So if you know someone who's in a mental health crisis, you know someone who needs some help, guys, or maybe yourself, maybe you said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get the help that I need, or just talk to someone and just have someone to talk to you through some things. 855-416-5373. Guys, I want to go ahead and play our sponsorship information and get that out the way. I'm ready to dive into this show, guys. So don't go away. If you're just joining in, thank you. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming back, man. I'm just getting started.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo.
There it is, right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information, where is it, Travis? It's right there. Is it below? Is in the chat? Look down. There it is. Look up. No, there it is, right there. And if you're not watching this, you can listen up. You'll hear that information. later on. Guys, I have been super excited about today's episode. And if you did not get a chance to catch what today's episode is all about, today's title, and it's entitled Assembly Required. Yeah, today's episode is Assembly Required. And I know you're probably wondering, where in the world is Travis going with that? Guys, let me, with that being said, let me just ask everybody a question. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people can answer this wherever you are in the world. Have you ever been asked to assemble something, kind of put something together? Have you ever been asked or had to assemble something? I'm typically the one in the household that's always doing all of the assembly. Now, my wife, she can do her thing. She can hold her own. But typically, she'll ask me to put something together. She'll order it, and I'm typically the one with the instructions, and I have to assemble it. So have you ever been asked to assemble something, whether it was a model car or a plane or maybe even a piece of furniture, right? You get that baby crib, brand new baby crib, and you get the instructions, and you're sitting there looking like this, like a deer in the headlights, and you have to assemble it. You go to the furniture store or you look online and you see this beautiful picture of this wonderful item. And you go, oh man, that would look great in my home, or that would look great in my office, or that would look great here. And you get the picture, but when you order it and it comes to your home, it's a bunch of pieces. You see this picture, but what you get is a collection of pieces. And whether it was a model car or a plane or a piece of furniture or even a toy, and all you saw was a bunch of pieces. You were ready for the furniture, but you were not prepared for all of these pieces. I'm telling you, man, sometimes we order items and we see things, and it looks great, man. But then we get it. It's just a bunch of pieces and parts. Well, life is a lot like that. It is. Life is a lot like that. Our experiences, failures, successes, disappointments, and even breakthroughs, they are all individual pieces. On their own, they may not make much sense. You take all those pieces out of the box or however you unpack them, they may not make much sense at all. We don't know what it looks like, where it goes. I have no idea where this goes. I have no idea what this is. And you go, what in the, and then some of the pieces you hold up and go, what in the world is this? Now, this really can't go in it. But on their own, they might not make much sense. For instance, a failure by itself feels useless. A success without struggle feels hollow. If you win too easy, it doesn't really feel kind of like a win, you know? It just feels hollow. But when we put them together, it's when we put all of these pieces together, that's when we build something that stands, because dreams aren't instant. They are assembled. Yeah, dreams aren't instant. They are assembled. I remember the first model car kit I received. I think I was about 8 years old. I had to be about 8 years old when I first received the first model car kit that I received. And it looked a lot like what's on your screen right now. A collection of parts and a collection of pieces just kind of scattered everywhere. So I remember the first model car kit I received when I was a kid. And I probably was about 8 years old. And the picture on the box of this model car kit was captivating. Yeah, it had me completely captivated. And it was exciting Because like, oh man, the car looks great. I'm excited. I'm captivated. I can't turn away. I can't look away. I want this car right now. And when I looked at the picture, I just knew I could put it together. I knew I could do it. I knew I could put it together. And the very thought of putting this model car together had me excited. I was really excited. It's the idea of I was going to have what was on the box. And all I had to do was put it together. And I was like confident. I'm 8 years old, pretty confident. I could do this. So I was all excited. And I thought about how much fun it was going to be to have this model car, to have this thing. And I became happy just thinking about what it's going to look like when I'm done. I opened the box with feverish excitement. I poured all the tiny pieces onto the table that I was sitting at. I made sure to be careful not to lose any of the parts. I made sure not to lose any of the pieces. I poured them all out on the table. I made sure I gathered everything together, made sure I didn't lose any of the parts, made sure I didn't lose any of the pieces. And I thought this was going to be something fun. I thought this was going to be something exciting. I thought this was going to be something I'm going to clap my hands about, because I just knew I could put this thing together. I just knew I could assemble it. Well, after about 2 hours into trying to put this model car kit together, I realized that I was in over my head. Needless to say, I got some help from one of my sisters. And eventually, together, we completed the model car. I was prepared for the picture on the box, but I wasn't prepared for the pieces. Life begins with pieces. Starting with the pieces of DNA information we get from our parents to our first attempt to say our first words that we struggle to say. Did you know our first attempts at speaking are gibberish? You don't know when you see a child learning to speak, it's just gibberish. Ma 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 ma, and they just start making a lot of sounds. Da 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 da, or ba 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 ba. They just start making sounds, gibberish sounds. Did you know that the very first time that we begin trying to speak, it's all gibberish, and it's all just gibberish sounds? And the reason they're all gibberish sounds is because we're taking our first attempts to speak. It's all gibberish because our brains are still trying to put together the pieces of sounds we hear to make words and phrases and sentences. The reason when a child is learning to speak for the first time, or maybe it's an adult who had, you know, some health issues and they're learning to speak for the first time, the reason it sounds like gibberish is because the brain, it has all of these pieces of sound and is trying to take those pieces of sound and trying to put those pieces together and form words and phrases and sentences. But until the speech is developed, all you will hear is goo goo, ga ga, blah, blah, blah. It's all just gibberish pieces. Just gibberish pieces. Out of the pieces It's just trying to make sense out of the pieces. And that's all it's trying to do. It's trying to make sense out of the pieces. And from preschool to high school, we are taught pieces of information over time to help us along the way. Our parents try to teach us pieces of their experiences so we won't have to repeat their mistakes. Or they teach us pieces of their successes so that we can repeat them. Or they teach us pieces of good behavior so that we know how to act. And then we learn from our own pieces of experiences, both bad and good, each experience adding to the other. We can't escape them. Pieces everywhere. Yeah, there's pieces everywhere you go. There seem to be pieces. After I poured out the pieces of that model car kit onto the table, there were pieces everywhere, some larger than others, but there were pieces everywhere. Everywhere I looked, there was pieces. I had to gather some from over here. I had to go gather some from over here. There were pieces everywhere I looked, and life is that same way. Everything we've experienced, we experience it in pieces. I want you to think about something, everybody. I want you to think about the last time you tried to assemble something. Think about the last time you tried to assemble something, whether it was a model car, like for me in this example, maybe it was a model plane or a model ship, maybe it was a piece of furniture, maybe it was that crib, or maybe it was the bike. But whatever it was, think about the last time you really had to try and assemble something. You really had to try and put something together. You had to assemble. The first step in assembling anything is unpacking the box. Yeah, you have to unpack the box, because the box comes with all these parts and all of these pieces. You have to open the box up, and each box has all these parts that kind of separate it. Something over here, you got this. So you have to unpack the box. So the first step is always unpacking the box. You lay everything out. You take inventory. You look at the box and you say, okay, I'm supposed to have 5 of these. I'm supposed to have 3 of these. And I'm supposed to have 10 of these and 30 of these and 15 of these and 7 of these and 18 of these. So the first step is unpacking the box. So the first thing we're going to have to work with is we have to unpack our box. Yeah, we're going to have to unpack ourselves. We're going to gather all of the pieces, good experiences, bad experiences, life's ups and downs, the moments we want to celebrate and the moments we wish we could forget, the things that we had into and the things we don't never want to go back to. We have to begin to unpack the box before we can do anything, before you can put anything together. You first got to have the courage to unpack your box. You have to unpack it. You lay everything out. Some pieces look important. Others, you may have absolutely no idea what they do yet. I have no idea. I remember I was putting some things together, and I would hold a piece up, and I would be like, I have no idea how in the world this piece will ever fit. I have no idea how something that looks like this can fit any here, anywhere. This must be a mistake. Surely I have almost thrown pieces away because I did not know where it fit. I said, there's no way in the world that this fits what I'm trying to do. And I have almost thrown some pieces away because it just did not look like it would fit anywhere. Some pieces look important and some you just have no idea what they do yet. But they all matter. That's how life is. Our early years, man, that's us dumping the box out. Yeah, our early years in life, we're just dumping the box out. Just trying to figure it out, baby. I'm just 18 years old. I'm just dumping my box out. You're 22 years old. You're just dumping your box out. And you ever look at a person who's 22 or 18 and you scratch your head like, what made you think that made any sense? How in the world did you ever think that was going to work out? That's because they're still dumping their box out. It may not make much sense to you, but they're dumping their box out. And I know there's some people right now, and some things it just doesn't seem to make sense that some people are doing. It's all because they're still unpacking their box. That was the earlier years in our life. We didn't know what happens. We didn't know what was fit anywhere. We were just trying to figure everything out. When you're 18, 20, 30, you're just trying to figure things out. And I'm just unpacking my box. You make a lot of mistakes that you wish you hadn't made, but it's okay. You're just unpacking your box. And you could be in your 30s and you could still be unpacking your box. It can be brand new experiences. And you find yourself at 50 years old unpacking your box. And it's because life has brought some changes to you that you just were not expecting. I told you, I was looking forward to the picture on the box, but I was not prepared for all of the pieces. You may have been looking forward to a different stage in your life. You may have been looking forward to a different point in your career, but you had no idea there were so many pieces. You thought your relationship and your marriage would look beautiful, just like they show on television and in the movies, but you had no idea there were so many pieces to that picture. You had no idea there were so many pieces. You were prepared for the picture, but unprepared for the pieces. That's how life is, man. Our earlier years, we're trying to figure it out. We're just dumping things out the box. We're just dumping stuff out the box. Our earlier years, man, we're just trying to figure everything out. Just trying to figure out what everything is all about. Failed relationships, bad jobs, missed opportunities. Those are all pieces. So are the small wins, the lessons, the moments we didn't even realize were shaping us at the time. I told you there were pieces. There were times I was putting things together and there were pieces I would have thrown away. I did not even know that it was shaping me at the time. And earlier, it just looks like a mess. But keep this in mind. Every piece has a purpose. Misshapen, but it has a purpose. Oddly shaped and developed, but it has a purpose. Not quite made like the others, a different color, but it has a purpose. I had so many pieces to my model, I didn't know where to begin. I didn't, man. I'm not kidding you. I had so many pieces to my model, I just did not know where to begin. And that's how life begins, or it's for many of us. There are pieces all around us. There are pieces coming from everywhere. There are pieces of information our parents taught us, and pieces of information our friends tell us, and pieces of information we hear on social media. And of course, there are pieces of information that we believe about ourselves. And sometimes there could be so many pieces that we don't even know where to begin. How do I even start? It's so many pieces. I poured all the pieces of that model on the table, and I couldn't tell you where I should begin. I poured all those pieces out, and if you asked me where I needed to start, I couldn't tell you. If you say start, I wouldn't know. There were so many pieces, I didn't know where to begin. I was prepared for the picture, but unprepared for the pieces. It was like that for that model car. Yeah, it was just like that for that model car. I wanted to build what I saw on the box, but there were so many pieces that they seemed to get in the way. Yeah, I wanted to build what I was looking at. I wanted to build what was in front of me. I wanted to build what I paid attention to. I wanted to build what people had kept telling me I should do. I wanted to build what society says life is like. I wanted to build my marriage like my neighbors. I wanted to build what they said it should be like. I wanted to build what I thought I should be at this point in my life. I wanted to build what was on the box. But there were so many pieces, they seemed to just get in the way. Let me ask everyone that's watching, let me ask this question. And I wanted to build this, man, but it seemed like all these pieces, every time I looked around, there was a piece over here. I looked around again, and it was a piece over there. I looked around again, it was a piece over there. Let me ask everybody this question. What do you do when the pieces you have to build with have become the very obstacles you must overcome? Yeah, let me say it again. What do you do when the pieces that you must build with have become the very obstacle that you must overcome? Yeah, sometimes the parts and the pieces that we've got to build with, we have to face them. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes, in order to assemble things, after we've unpacked the box, now you've got to face the pieces. Yeah, yeah. You unpack the box. Number two is now you've got to face the pieces. And I know some of us, we do not want to face the pieces. And I'm not saying you should face anything that's traumatized you. Maybe I'm saying you should get some help. But after you unpack the box, the next step is you've got to face the pieces. So what do you do when the pieces that you have to build with have become the very obstacles you must overcome? What do you do when the pieces you need are there, but you've lost count of how many there are? You know you got to put some things together. You know you have to assemble, but there's so many pieces to deal with. You've just, I've lost count. I can't remember how many times I said I would. I can't remember how many times I said, if you do this again, I can't remember how many times I said, if this happens again, I'll lose it. If this ever happens again, if this happens again, how many times? Because it's so many pieces. If it happens one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. If it happens one more time, I'm going to throw a fit. If it happens one more time, I don't know what I'm going to do. If it happens one more time, I don't know what I'm going to say. So many pieces. It happens. It happens. It happens. And you just lost count of how many pieces there are. Maybe you're at this point. Maybe you've come to this point. You aren't sure where you could begin because there's so many pieces. Our past decisions make up some pieces. Our past traumas make up some pieces. The current successes that we are experiencing make up some pieces. But where do you start when you've lost count of the pieces? I've lost so much, I don't know where to start. You can lose so much that you know you need to begin again. You know you need a fresh start, but I've lost so much. I have so many pieces. Where do you begin when you've lost count? Where do you even start when you lost count? Where do you start when you've been seeing the same piece more than once? Where do you start when the pieces begin looking the same? Where do you start when this relationship reminds you of the last one? The question that I want to know the answer to, that I had to ask myself, the question that I want to know the answer to is this: where do I start after I lost count? And maybe some of you that's listening, that's watching, you're just like me. You just want to know, where do I start after I've lost count? After it's happened so many times to you, where do you start? After they said it so many times to you, where do you start? After you felt it so much, where do you start? After you've cried about it so much that you've lost count how many times it made you feel that way, where do you start? After you've thought about it over and over and over, where do I start? At where do I start? If you only knew, Travis, of all the things that happened to me in my life, if you only knew how many times I broke down, if you only knew how many times I said to myself, if it happens one more time, if you only knew this had happened to me, if you only knew all the times people pat me on the back and inside I feel very hollow and shallow. Winning, this is for some people, winning comes easily, but inside I don't feel fulfilled. Where do I start when I've lost count? Where do you start when you've lost count? You've lost count of how many times you had to reset your boundaries. You've lost count of how many times things didn't work out as expected. Maybe you've even lost count of how many times you thought about how people kind of pat you on your back and clap for your achievements, but you could not find a way to clap for yourself. Have you ever been that way? People can clap for your achievements, but you couldn't find a way to even clap for yourself. So when I started trying to put the model kit together, the model car kit together, I was trying to put this model car kit together at 8. And here's a disclaimer, okay? It was my first time. All right. Okay. Don't give me no hard time about that, man. It was my very first time. Most times when I got things and got toys.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
They already came assembled. They already came put together. They already came assembled. I didn't have to do any work at all. I didn't have to do any work. Wait a minute. Maybe that's it. We're so used to winning. We're so used to the life we used to have. We're so used to the successes we could count on that when it's time to assemble something, we're unprepared for it. I was so used to getting things that were already assembled that when I got something that I had to assemble, I was unprepared for it. Maybe you were so used to the way your life used to be. Maybe you got so used to the way things were for you. Maybe you had gotten so used to because things were so easy for you. Maybe you were so used to winning that when it's time to assemble, you were just unprepared. You were unprepared for this part in your life. You were unprepared for this phase in your life. You were unprepared for your health that got the way it is. You were unprepared that you had to learn some new things. You were so used to winning, you had no idea that something might come along and you might have to assemble it. You were so used to things just working out for you that you had no idea that something would come along and you would have to put some stuff together. So I kind of got a little spoiled. Maybe there's some spoiled people listening. I know you may not want to listen. You may not want to admit it. Oh, I'm not spoiled. But you got so used to what you were making on your job. You got so accustomed to it. You got so spoiled by it that when changes came and you had to find yourself assembling something, it became difficult and frustrating, and you wanted to pull your hair out and get angry with everybody because I shouldn't have to assemble at this point in my life. I shouldn't have to assemble at this place in my life. At this stage in my life, I should be sitting back and relaxing, but here I am at 50, here I am at 70, here I am at 30, and I find myself in a place where I have to assemble something. I shouldn't have to assemble what I thought was already put together. So when I started trying to put the model kit together, there were so many pieces that I lost count. My sister, Valerie, and I know Valerie's listening. Hey, Val, and my sister Teresa Ann, she's listening. What's up, guys? So I had to give them a shameless plug, guys. And I have other family members that's listening too. What's up, cuz? How y'all doing? But I had so many pieces, man, that I lost count. My sister, who was helping me, said, before you can start. She said, before you get started, and I'll never forget these words, because I had so many pieces, I didn't know where to start. And she said this to me, And I'm certain she had no idea what she was saying, but she said this to me. She said, before you can get started, first, you need to separate the pieces. Now, I had already unpacked the box, and I've already confronted my pieces, but there were so many of them. And she said, before you get started, first, you need to separate the pieces. So after you unpack your box and you cut your pieces, now you've got to separate the pieces. There were so many pieces that it just became overwhelming for me. It was so many pieces that it was overwhelming, but I wanted to make the car, but there were so many pieces that it was overwhelming. And she said, before you get started, you've got to separate the pieces. You got to separate the pieces that look good. You got to separate the pieces from the ones that don't look good. You got to separate the pieces that you understand what they are, and you have to separate the pieces to the ones you don't know what they are. You have to separate the ones from the ones that you know where they go and the ones that you have no idea where they go. You have to separate the pieces. There were so many pieces that it was overwhelming. It's funny how life can throw everything at us all at once. And it's even more peculiar how there are moments when all of our life's experiences can seem to become crashing down upon us all at once. Have you ever sat and reminisced about what you were like when you were younger? I know I have. I'm going to be honest with you. There are times I sat and I would remember, think about and reminisce what my life was like when I was younger, when I was 7 years old, 8 years old, and what it was like to go outside and play and run around as a kid. And you started thinking about, man, when I was 12 years old, I didn't have anything to worry about. I was this. Or maybe you grew up and your childhood was different. Maybe your childhood was different. You didn't get a chance to live out your childhood. Maybe there were some issues, some extenuating circumstances, and you couldn't. But you sat down and you reminisced about your childhood, whether it was a good one or a bad one. But sometimes you would sit down and you would reminisce about what life was like for you when you were younger. Or maybe you thought about some decisions that you wish you could take back. Have you ever made any decisions that you wish you could take back? I know, I do too. Man, there's some stuff I wish I could go back. I would scratch my head and go like, what in the world was I thinking at that time? What was on my mind? Maybe, you know what I'm talking about. Have there ever been moments where everything seemed to come on you all at once? Like everything, the good, the bad, the ups, the downs. And then you just had this emotional crash and you just crashed out. Everything came all at once. Maybe the relationship stopped working well. And then the finances changed. And then there was a lifestyle change. Or maybe there was a change in your health. But it all came down at you all at once. All the good moments you shared with friends and family. And then all the time. At the same time, your mind can recall all the moments you'd rather forget. So both the good and the bad were both beginning to remember it all at the same time. You're going to remember all of this stuff all at once. And in one moment, you could be smiling about the first place ribbon you won as a child in that race. And in the next moment, you may feel a little melancholy because your friend moved away. And all of these emotions might happen at the same time. Pieces of memory just coming up. Just pieces of memory coming up. Pieces of memory coming all together and coming from all over. But in order to make sense out of what looks like chaos, and in order to make sense out of the chaotic free fall, you must separate the pieces. We can't easily get rid of everything. And maybe we don't need to. Maybe necessarily we don't need to get rid of everything. I'm not saying to hold on to things that traumatize you. But maybe we don't need to get rid of everything. However, in order to make sense of it, you may not be able to get rid of everything. You may not be able to forget about everything. You may not be able to discard everything, but you can make sense of it. You can try to make sense of it. And I had all these pieces to this car. I had pieces everywhere. Everywhere I looked, there was pieces all over the place. And in order to make sense of it all, in order to make sense of what looked like chaos, in order to make sense of it all and begin, we must begin separating the pieces. In other words, melancholy moments don't need to mix with our fond memories, and our fond memories don't need to mix with our disappointing moments. I did not say we could do without them. What I'm saying is this: we have to find ways to settle our emotions and settle our thoughts and settle our feelings, because as long as we are all over the place, we won't know where to start. Separate the pieces. One thing that occurred in our lives does not necessarily have to do with something else that occurs in our lives. Just because you had a failure on this side, just because you've had a failure while attempting to do this, doesn't mean you will always have a failure. Just because there was a disappointing moment doesn't mean you will always have disappointing moments. Separate the pieces. Just because one person did not appreciate you does not mean everyone will underappreciate you. Just because one person did not know your value does not mean you cut yourself off and say, well, nobody's going to value me anyhow. No, 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 baby, no. Don't do it. Separate the pieces. Just because you did not get the promotion you were looking for does not mean there aren't better things for you. Separate the pieces. Just because one thing didn't work out doesn't mean something else will not work in your favor. Separate the pieces. In other words, one mistake does not make you. Well, Travis, you don't know, man. I've had a string of mistakes, but it does not make you. Separate the pieces. You may be in the middle of the bad decision right now. You may be dealing with the pieces of past traumas. You may be dealing with the pieces of bad financial decisions, but separate the pieces. It does not mean that you can't build something good. It does not mean that everything will look like that. Separate the pieces. You may be of coming out of the worst situation you've ever had to deal with, but it does not mean every situation will look like the last one. Separate the pieces. One good moment does not mean there won't be some experiences you won't like. You've got to separate the pieces. Just because everything came easy for you at one point in your life does not mean everything is going to come easy for you. Baby, you've got to separate the pieces. There's going to be some pieces that's going to come and you won't be able to explain it. If you could tell them about it, you wouldn't be able to explain it. There were some times I would be assembling some things, and there would be some pieces that I had And I would tell my wife, I need that piece that looks like, well, you know, it's kind of made like, and it looks like, and she goes, well, describe it. And I'd be like, baby, I can't describe it. There's no description for it. Maybe you've had some things in your life and you just couldn't describe it. Maybe you've had some stuff going on and there's no description for it. If you could put words to it, you could, but you just can't describe what it is. Maybe you're encountering something right now and all you can do is just step back and look at it. I can't describe it. You can't talk to your friends about it. You can't talk to your pastor about it. You can't talk to coworkers about it because baby, you can't even tell what it is. But you got to separate the pieces. You unpack your box. You face your pieces. You separate the pieces. In life, man, I've learned that when some of the things I learned, man, when I was putting this car together, when I was assembling that model car, I had two choices. I did. I was putting the car together and I thought about it. I really had two choices. I did. And whenever you're assembling something, you have two choices. You really do. You really do have two choices. I could either follow the instructions or I could rely on how clever I could be and just wing it. Yeah, I could follow the instructions or rely on how clever I could be and just wing it. Just go for it and take the instructions and throw them behind my back and just wing them. Take the instructions and say, man, I don't need those instructions and just wing it. I could just follow the instructions. I could follow what they said. I could follow the pattern. I could follow what I knew would put this together. I could follow the instructions in front of me, or I could just wing it. And if you ever tried winging it, you know, sometimes you end up with these quote unquote extra screws, these extra parts, these extra pieces, and you end up with wobbly results. I remember I was putting something together at the house, and I got to a point where I stopped following the instructions. And I said, okay, it looks like this. And I think this goes here. And I had all of these extra parts left. I had all of these extra screws left. And Nicole said, well, Travis, she held up a part and she held up a piece. And she said, well, where does this go? As they always include extra pieces. They always include extra parts, you know, just winging it. If you ever had to assemble something and you decided to just wing it, you know, when you begin to just wing it, you end up all these extra pieces and you end up with wobbly results. It's just, I'm shaky. It's just wobbly results. In life, the instructions are the wisdom of those who came before us. I asked my older sister for a reason. I asked my older sister to help out for a reason. So in life, the instructions are the wisdom of those who came before us. The wisdom can come from mentors or books or our faith. Hard lessons we had to learn. Maybe you ignored them at first. I know I have. Yeah, there were some lessons I just ignored. There were some lessons, man. Listen, I learned that some things I learn quickly and sometimes I don't learn so quickly. But man, I learned that lesson. But maybe there were some lessons, some hard lessons that you learned that you maybe ignored at first. Maybe you thought your way was best. Maybe you thought doing it your way was better. You didn't need any instructions. Every somebody say, I don't need nobody else. I could do it all by myself. Well, if you can do it all by yourself, then why do you have the instructions? Yeah, I know. I don't need any help. I can do it by my, I don't need instructions. I can do it. I can live my life all by myself. And you can. You can live it by yourself, but there's going to be sometimes you're going to need some instructions. There's going to be sometimes you're going to need information that you don't have access to. You're going to need information that you can't get your hands on to, and ask from the instructions from the wisdom of those who came before us. It can come from books and mentors and our faith, hard lessons that you may have ignored before. Maybe you thought your way was better. Maybe you thought your way was best. But eventually, you realize those instructions exist for a reason. They keep us from building something that's unstable. And here's the thing. Your past is part of those instructions. Every failure taught you what not to do. Every small win showed you what's possible. You're not starting from scratch. You're building on what you've already assembled. Another way of saying this is realizing when the pieces are so many that you aren't able to tackle them all by yourself. Yeah, some of us, we feel like we can just tackle everything all by ourselves. But if you be honest with yourself, the pieces of your past, what hurt you, what let you down, who let you down, who betrayed you, all that stuff that's in your box, all that stuff that you won't unpack. See, what I've realized is that we will only unpack the pieces that make us look good. We will only unpack the pieces that make us come out the hero. We were only willing to unpack the pieces that make us look really nice in front of somebody else. We won't unpack the stuff that we had to really deal with. Because if we unpack all of that stuff, then we realize it's more than you can handle. You do need some help with that. You do need some help where you are in your life. All that decision you made, you do need some help. You can't do it by yourself. Every small win showed you what was possible. You're not starting from scratch. You're building on what you've already assembled. Some of the things you've had to endure in your life, they are packed in that box. Some of the frustrations that you encountered, they are packed in that box. The sudden life changes and the immediate dismissals, the highs and the lows that you never shared with anybody else, they are packed in that box. And for many of us, we don't tell everything that's in our box. It's only when we get the chance to spread out everything, to spread the pieces out, that we realize how many pieces we actually have and that we may need some help after all with them. Have you ever had to find a way to make something from the parts that were too much for you? Have you ever had something that was too much for you and you had to make something out of something that was too much for you? A piece of frustration, a piece of letdown, a piece of disappointment, a piece of success, a piece of hopelessness, a piece of hopefulness. And you had to find a way to put all these pieces together. Let me tell you something. Single parents and single mothers and single fathers do this every day. They try to make something out of nothing. They go to work and have pieces of frustration. They go to work and Paul's bosses are telling them, you can't do it. They go to work and things over here get stuck in traffic, or maybe you work from home and pieces of this, and you make a life for your child and there are pieces of frustration. There are pieces of you everywhere. to every single parent that has ever had to make something out of all your frustrating pieces. Let me give you a clap. Let me applaud to you. For all of those who survived some traumatic experiences, and you're trying to build a life out of all those traumatic pieces, let me give you an applaud right now. Have you ever put something together and I'm laughing because I'm guilty. Ever put something together and thought it was done? I did. Ever put something together and thought it was done only to realize you forgot to tighten the screws or use something to hold it together like glue? Man, I have. You're done and you're standing all proud and happy. I'm done! And you forgot to use things like glue or tighten the screws. Only to find out that in a few days later, that whatever you were putting together is either leaning to one side or it's shaky. Life's like that too. You can't just slap pieces together. You've got to do something. You've got to do the work. Yeah, you can't just slap things together. So after you unpack your box, you confront your pieces. You then have to separate the pieces. Now you've got to do the work. You can't just slap things together and think they'll stay. You just can't slap a relationship together and think it'll stay. You just can't wake up and think, I'll just do this and think it's going to stay. You've got to do the work. No matter how badly I wanted the picture I saw of that car on the box, no matter how bad I wanted that box, the picture of that car on the box, I had to do the work. You don't just get to wake up one day and want a good life, a great life, and a better life and not do the work. You don't just get to wake up one day and say, I want a better career, I want a better relationship, and not do the work. I want a better career, but you don't want to go back to school. I want a better career, but you don't want to learn any new trades, or you don't want to learn any new skills. I want to do this, but you've got to do the work. That means sometimes doing the work, that means reflecting on your mistakes. It means forgiving yourself for the failures and honoring the progress you make. It means going back to reinforce what matters, like your values and your boundaries, your purpose. Because without that intentionality, things will fall apart. Without intentionality, things fall apart. It means acknowledging where things were left out. It may be you didn't apologize to someone that you could have. It's not too late. Well, it's been 20 years now. Yeah, if you can find them again, apologize to them. Well, I don't know how they're going to apologize to them. Maybe it means maybe you didn't get a chance to apologize to someone that you could have. Maybe it means telling others you could have handled things differently. Maybe it means simply saying you are sorry for how things happened. But it can also mean taking the time to celebrate all of your progress. Sometimes you have to take the time and celebrate your progress and your wins you've had. Listen, let me tell somebody this. Celebrate your progress. Celebrate your wins. Celebrate those things. Listen, sometimes you have to give yourself a win or you will always see yourself losing. Maybe this is where you are right now. Maybe you're in that phase where you're trying to put it all together, right? Maybe you got some pieces in place and you got some things together and you just want to make sure you hold things together. You're following the instructions and taking the advice from trusted people because you want to hold things together. You're doing the work because you want to hold everything together. When my sister and I were putting the model together, what was included in the box, after I dumped out all of the pieces, the last thing that came out of that box wasn't a tire, wasn't a sticker, wasn't a door. The last thing that came out of that box was a small tube of glue. I thought all the pieces would just snap into place, but my sister said some pieces need glue. Yeah, I thought everything would just snap into place, but I learned that some pieces need glue. There are some things in that life that just seem to snap into place. But there are some things that other pieces require the use of some glue. Yes, some things seem to snap together for us, but other pieces require some glue. Some things didn't get better until it got sticky. Some things did not remain in place until it got sticky. For some of us that's watching and listening, this means that we didn't know how long we could last until things got sticky. Things would have fallen apart. Things would have remained shaky if it did not get sticky. That relationship would have fallen apart, but there was some sticky stuff that you had to address. There were some sticky things you had to deal with. There were some sticky things that held you together. What's holding you together right now are those sticky things, those difficult conversations that you had to confront, those pieces that you wanted to put back in the box. It's those sticky things that's keeping you together. You don't know how you could last this long, but you were able to deal with your sticky things. You were able to deal with the bad attitudes, some sticky things. It didn't get better until it got sticky. Things would have remained shaky if it did not get sticky. The relationship got better when some glue got on the pieces and made them sticky. This also means you must invest in some sticky relationships. Yeah, I went to my sister because we had a sticky relationship. Those relationships that you can count on and let you build up. Those relationships that build you up and that you can also build them up. Yeah, some sticky relationships that you've invested in. You must have some sticky relationships, the kind of relationship that you can count on and that they can count on you, that it's not just one-sided. In the same way I got my sister to help me, you must have some people that you can count on and that can count on you. You need some sticky relationships. People who won't flake out on you when things get crazy. People who won't flake out on you and turn their backs on you when they see all your pieces. Listen, you've got to get some relationships with some people that can handle your pieces. Because if they can handle your pieces, they'll be able to handle your purpose. We go after people that can't handle your pieces. If you start unpacking your box with some people, they tell you, baby, that's too many pieces for me. You've got to establish some relationship with some sticky people that can handle your pieces. If they can handle your pieces, they can handle your purpose. people who won't flake out on you because you got so many pieces. Some people that will stick with you through thick and thin. It needs to be sticky, because everything in life doesn't just snap into place. We want our relationships better. If we want our careers better, if we want to become better, and if we want things to become better in our lives, we've got to risk what is comfortable and get sticky. Yeah, I think there's some sticky people listening right now. If you know that you're sticky, if you're ready to get sticky, put it in the chat right now. Go ahead and say, I'm sticky. I'm sticky. If you're ready for things to get sticky in your life, go ahead and, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it to get, I'm ready to attract what I need in my life. I'm ready to attract what I got to have in my life. We've got to risk be all we've got and get sticky. We got to risk putting on those things that are uncomfortable, and risk putting off those things that's uncomfortable and get sticky. Those uncomfortable conversations, we got to talk about it. We got to get sticky. It's a sticky situation, but you want things to hold together. It seems like you're making a bigger mess, but you want things to hold together. Honestly, I'm glad that everything did not just snap into place. I'm glad everything didn't just work out the way I expected it, because it is in those sticky moments, in those sticky situations, that I can find things hold together a whole lot better. You've got to put in the work. Yeah, because things don't always get better overnight. They tend to get better over time. You've got to do the work. And as much as I would have liked to avoid getting glue on my hands, it did not start coming together until I put my hands on it. For the longest, guys, I'm gonna be transparent. For the longest, I believed my life was a collection of misfitting pieces and oddly shaped parts. But you know that feeling when you open a box full of pieces of a model plane or car or furniture or toy, and at first glance, it's just a mess of parts, so screws and bolts and panels and instructions that you may not even want to read. But then, step by step, you assemble it. And what was once scattered and chaotic becomes something solid, functional, and maybe even beautiful. So if you're looking at your life right now, and all you see are scattered parts, if you're looking at your life right now, and if this is what your life looks like, scattered parts everywhere. So if you're looking at your life right now, and all you see are scattered parts, don't panic. Assembly is required. Some things only come together when you put your hands to them, when you trust the process, when you use what you've learned to build what's next. That's when you realize every piece has a purpose. And in order to see the things and in order to see things through, assembly is required. Guys, I gotta get out of here. But as always, this has been a real blast. Don't forget to tune in right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream from your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, I get out of here, guys. But keep this in mind, guys. Assembly is required. And as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
I choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.